This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7:30. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's sung Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jenny Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen's Good Day. Learning from you. You learn from us. We learn from you. If you look at history, the teachers, the best teachers, think about your best teachers. I talk about teachers all the time because I think that we all are teachers to a certain extent. I watch my son and my daughter with their sons and see how their sons are coming around. We have a mug now of Jasper with pictures of him from, and we posted a picture of him being in the studio with my son Brendan. Is on, I think, did you post it on the Good Day, Webb's Good Day Show?
Of course.
Yeah, okay, there's there and my own. But the reason I bring it up is because I think as we look at our own parenting, mine, and then yours, Jay, and people who are most everybody is a parent. And it is a wonderful opportunity for you to do a wonderful job just thinking and maybe thinking about the best teachers and what you learned from them, maybe a good hint as to how you can be an embodiment of the things you learned from teachers. Were your parents good teachers? Mine were not particularly, but that's, you know, it was the luck of the draw, if you will. I think yours, Jay, I don't know your mom. I know her kind of, but I don't know her as certainly as well as I know your father.
She's fantastic. My parents, I was very blessed. My parents are absolutely amazing.
So
people.
Think about.
But I also had incredible aunts and uncles. I was surrounded by a lot of teachers in my life.
Yeah, and that's it. Teachers, doesn't have to be a teacher that's in a school building. It's a teacher, the minister or your rabbi or whoever it is. If you go to church or go to some worship, then there is good teaching there, hopefully. There may be with people when you're working. I think that the best bosses are great teachers, and they also learn from their employees. That's really, I certainly learn a lot from you. I learn a lot from, I have over the years, a lot from the people who've been on the air with me, and hopefully vice versa. So I guess the question as we begin the hour is to have you think who it is that you learn the most from, either present, past, or maybe it doesn't, future doesn't hold here. So either in the past, who did you learn from, or who are you learning from now? And hopefully the answer comes right to mind. You think about it immediately. Oh, yeah, this person, that person. Maybe it's your spouse. Could be your parents. Could be your children. Could be anybody. But just it's a good exercise. All right, let's get to the Justice Department investigation into Donald Trump and his aides and associates. More of this stuff going on and on and on. Ay, ay, ay. There's a flurry of subpoenas that have come out this week suggesting the investigation, which is different now. Remember, this is a different focus. The seizure of the documents at Mar-a-Lago is one thing, but this is another investigation. A couple of different Trump aides had their phones seized. Apparently, the subpoenas are looking for information about Trump's campaign plan to organize alternate slates of electors. Ridiculous maybe isn't the right word. Maybe it's a catastrophe. I don't know what. But the fact that this is still a problem, or was a problem to begin with, I guess, much as anything else. There was Bernie Kerik, who was the police chief, police commissioner in New York, got a subpoena as well. Let's see who else there. A number of other people here. I don't know. You go through all the list and it becomes pedantic. It becomes whether it's a witch hunt or it isn't, it's shameful. That whatever side you're on this one, it's still shameful. This is a black eye. Maybe it's part. I mean, look at this woman, this nutcase, who threatens to kill a judge because of the. This is the judge that's presiding over the review of the documents came out of Mar-a-Lago. She sends a text that says, "You're marked for assassination." I mean, she's got to be crazy to begin with to put it in writing, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these crazies that are coming out of the woodwork, I want Donald Trump to be president again. What, so we can have some more of this kind of stuff? America, under siege. And so I'm looking, I don't know why I bother to look at these polls. Because the only information that comes out of them is... I get a kick out of the focus. I think I mentioned this last Thursday, how it is that we have these polls that are going here, hither and yon. All right, if Donald Trump runs against Joe Biden, who cares? It's 2 years from now. What's going to happen in 2 years? You can be absolutely sure things will not be the same no matter how they are, good, bad, or indifferent. They're not going to be the same today. So of what value are these polls? The Democrats are polling in exactly the places where last time, in 2020, they were so wrong. So what are they polling there for? To try to jig up the people conversation about, oh, look at them all.
Checking the temperature of society, or it's a quote-unquote conversational piece. There's no conversation about it. It's only arguing or not.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway, there's the story floating around today about a congressman who wasn't allowed to get on an airplane because of his wheelchair. You don't think this put up. This is a big deal, right? Jim Langevin, I believe is his name. He's from Rhode Island, was going to travel to military bases. He lost the use of his legs, I think, in service. He's a quadriplegic, but he couldn't get in. He didn't get past the check-in counter. The airline staff learned that his wheelchair used lithium-ion batteries, and those are no-go on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
They ask everybody when
you're checking your luggage, if you do that, are there any lithium batteries in this luggage?
And yeah, right. So, I don't know. There are a number of people with disabilities who have these mobility devices that are powered by lithium-ion batteries. It's great because you don't have to charge them that much, but they're dangerous, apparently, in certain circumstances.
So maybe it's less of an issue of whether or not the flight should allow these things, and maybe these wheelchairs and different equipment should find something else to use.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. There you go. What an idea. You're so smart. The story... this is really kind of weird, in Australia, a kangaroo killed a guy. Kangaroos don't usually, they're not aggressive, usually, at all.
There's been a couple of attacks that we've discussed over the years, but it's typically been human error, a human's fault, because they approach the animal or something.
Yeah, you got to be careful about how you approach them, like any animal that you don't know. You know, if you have a next-door neighbor who's got a new dog, and you go over and sort of charge at the dog, all right, let's have a little hug or a little talk. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The dog's not going to react well to that. No. So animals, you got to pay close attention to the animal kingdom and to animals. Use some common sense. Hello. 15 past the hour, school bus driver tells students... I shouldn't chuckle about this, but it is, it's kind of one of these, again, this comes from the same story log as the woman who says, we're going to kill the judge in the Trump Mar-a-Lago case. All right, so another one of those crazies in a moment here after these words.
Paid for by GovMint.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800- 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630. Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
17 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, a Utah school bus driver, told the elementary students to sit down or she's going to shoot them. There we go. That's great. It's hard to find school bus drivers today, apparently. But you know what? The kids are crazy. I used to own a school bus company back in the 70s, and I used to drive the buses all the time myself when somebody was out. And the kids were, I remember being on the bus on the way to school. And I'd sit there and look around and, you know, talk to the people who were getting on the bus, sit next to me, whatever it was. But right now it's like it's a free-for-all. They throw things at each other. They're jumping around, yelling and screaming.
Wait, we're burying this specific story. What happened was the bus driver missed the stop and was turning around, and the kids were questioning where they were going.
Yeah.
So the kids should question. If they notice that something's wrong and they're on a vehicle and it's not going where it's supposed to go, we want them to question. But the bus driver told them to sit down, shut up, and the next person that makes a comment about where they're going is going to get shot.
So the kids all sat down and be quiet, right? Maybe that worked. Not the best.
Some of them probably cried. I mean, that's scary.
Yeah, it is. All right, there's that. Here's another driving story. Maxwell Frost has thought a lot about the now viral moment when a couple of weeks after Uvalde, he confronted Governor DeSantis during an event in Orlando. Footage taken during the press conference shared since then shows Mr. Frost pleading with DeSantis to take action on gun violence, saying, "Governor, we're losing 100 people a day due to gun violence." Frost, in turn, escorted out of the building. DeSantis can be heard saying, "Nobody wants to hear from you," which is, I'm not a DeSantis fan, frankly. I don't find him to be, it's more of the same. I know a lot of my conservative friends will send me emails and texts and say, "Well, he's doing a great job, yada, yada, yada." It's time for us to try to get along. Not give in, but to get along. And the fact that he's trying to out-Trump solutions. Trump. Say, yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, Maxwell Frost used to be an Uber driver, right? Is that But I guess I don't get the... why he brought that to DeSantis, who's the governor of Florida, when Uvalde... why didn't you bring it to the governor of Texas?
Because he's in Florida, and this was just 2 weeks after that happened. And I think a lot of people, when we think about gun violence, it's not always these mass shootings. There's a lot of instances in homes and domestic disputes or guns that weren't locked up properly, and a kid gets a hold of it and shoots somebody. And what he was saying was DeSantis was like, "Nobody wants to hear from you." And Frost's point is, yes, people do want to hear from him because he could have a seat in Congress.
Well, he's running for Congress, isn't he?
He's going to take the win. Possibly.
Yeah. All right, 21 after the hour.
long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This show is dedicated to the fact that there might be something else you might want to consider, that when we consider all the problems that people are having in the sense of national health statistics, there is hardly any person that escapes unscathed from some chronic affliction during their lifetime. Almost everybody that I see, and hardly anybody over the age of 50, does not have some kind of a chronic problem that's begun to show up in their life.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour, time for a little of nuts in the news, in a manner of speaking, celebrity news, it's all the same. Social media trending stories about Ray J. Ray J. Ray J.
Who?
Is Ray J. Ray J? Ray J. As opposed to Ray Guy. Ray J. Apparently he's trying to clear his name because he bopped with Kim Kardashian, and that may have been the start of the lack of people paying attention to him and lots of people paying attention to Kim Kardashian. Why this makes a difference in eternity is beyond me, but right? Jay thought this was pretty interesting here, so
I'm exactly on with you, Doug, on this. Why does it make a difference? There's that whole, well, Kim Kardashian kind of gained her notoriety by the sex tape with Ray J, and then this family has built an empire of beauty brands and skincare brands and clothes, like all of these different things within their own right, and Ray J's claim is that Kris Jenner orchestrated the whole thing, sold the tape, that there's a deal for three tapes, and the one tape was sold to Vivid.
Well, if nobody knew who Kim Kardashian was before, why would they pay any money for a sex tape?
She was known as Paris Hilton's friend. Like, she was the socialite's friend, and all of this stuff. And so let's say, hypothetically, and Kris Jenner even went on a late-night talk show and took a lie detector test and said no, and it was proven true, and he was saying that was all faked and all that stuff. But let's say, hypothetically, that Kris Jenner did orchestrate it. Who cares? Is that going to make a lick of difference into what the family is doing today and everything else that they've built?
So what, does he want a piece of the action? Because
his thing is that they're making a fool out of him. They're making him look like a fool, look like a fool. Liar. It's like, he's doing this to himself.
Sounds like
let it go, Ray J.
What's the other, West Kanye?
Kanye West?
Yeah, he sounds like he could be his cousin or something. And a jackass. All right, here we go with Seth Rogen. Ooh, we're hitting home runs here. with from the JA department. Steven Spielberg will have your people call his people. That's the rumor, right?
Or your agent has to get in touch with his agent.
Right. So what's Seth
just give out his phone number
Rogan looking for here? He wants to.
No, he was just saying how it was so amazing to work with Spielberg and how he is such a brilliant mind and has all these stories to tell. And most directors will give their cell phone numbers out to their cast in case they need to reach them for something. And he was just saying that because he was just so enamored, and some of the other cast members were, that Spielberg was very picky on who got his phone number and good. Who was told to have your people call my people.
Yeah. So what's wrong with that? He's
nothing.
Being, sounds like a spoiled brat.
I've no, he wasn't did. Complaining about it. He even agreed. He's like, yeah, it was probably the smart thing to do because I'd probably
so why
call
is this
the
a
time.
Story then? Why would he,
the
why
Toronto
would
Film Festival
this?
Was happening and everybody was going around and promoting different films they've been working on. There were different comments and conversations. And what was happening was he was showing his admiration for Steven Spielberg.
Ah, okay.
He wasn't slighting him.
This movie that he's in, that Spielberg directed, The Fablemans?
Yes, but yeah. It's actually loosely based on Spielberg's life. An upbringing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So does Rogan play Spielberg in the movie?
He plays, I believe, a characterized version of an uncle.
Really? All right. Sounds very exciting. I can hardly wait.
I hear the excitement in your voice. You're enthralled.
Yes. I'm excited because it's 28 past the hour and we're out of this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the recession continues, America waits for the Consumer Price Index Tuesday morning to see if there will be any relief from the cost of living jump in recent years. Bank of America employs over 208,000 people around the planet. Brian Moynihan, Bank of America CEO on Fox News, says things might be turning around.
The risk of inflation also has to work against one of the best things about America is we have a consumer base that's employed and working and earning and spending.
Taiwan's defense ministry is reporting two Chinese aircraft on Monday crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait, which normally serves as an unofficial barrier between the two sides, as Beijing continues its military maneuvers near the island. Ukraine's President Zelensky called on the West to speed up deliveries of weapon systems as Ukrainian troops move to retake a large portion of northeastern territory from fleeing Russian troops. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
The story this week of a mother who was hospitalized with pretty serious injuries after she fought off a tiger that was trying to take her 15-month-old baby. The tiger pounced from the bushes. I mean, this is like a movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the tiger was trying to take the child and drag it into the woods, and the mom fights a tiger up with her bare hands.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, clarifying circumstances that matter to you, events that matter to you, the issues of the day, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, whatever you want to hear, you'll hear it here at one point in time or another. However you want it, no matter why you want it, we've got it. Faster than anybody else. How about that?
Sounds like a song.
Right? Yeah,
sounds
right.
Like a song from Journey?
Really?
Is that Journey that I'm song. Thinking of? Any way you want.
Oh, yes, that is. Yeah, right. That's a song. I think it's a song from the 80s, matter of fact. Lots of folks are still, and it's appropriate to be talking about the Queen's legacy, her children, what's going on with the royal family. I'm holding on to this because I don't know actually where to go with this, but I'm going to tell you what's going on, and you can come up with whatever it is that you want. So apparently some people in Michigan have found a fish that the new king likes, and it's a poisonous, blood-sucking fish. Have you heard about this? This is a tiny part of...
Likes to eat? Part. Likes to look at?
No, he likes to eat them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lamprey. That's the name of it. It's a blood-sucking fish, and it's being sent... There is a lamprey pie that has been made specially for the new king that's going to be enjoyed, apparently, at his coronation. And I look at this and I think to myself, how gross can you get?
It looks
this
like an eel.
It's gross. Look at the picture of the teeth. It's an invasive species.
Mm-hmm.
They've eaten all kinds of bad stuff and the great good stuff in the Great Lakes. And now apparently...
Wait, these things live in the Great Lakes?
Yeah. Right.
I always thought, oh, I'm safe in Lake Erie at least.
No. They have sharp, horny teeth. They have a suction cup mouth, so they just wrap themselves around where their prey is, and they go... That's the end of that. They have a rough tongue. It's just gross. Anyway, they live on the bodily fluids and blood of whatever other thing they can find. They kill about 40 pounds of fish every year. They're not in England anymore. They've disappeared because they had the good sense to kill them all. But apparently we haven't here, so the Great Lakes have a lot of them. And the Fishery Commission there is providing lampreys to England. And they have, ever since it was known, that Charles likes to eat this fish.
Oh, I'm Googling it. It has like a squid-like taste.
Yeah, I don't know
so it's like calamari.
He's, yeah, right. Ugh, look at it gross. Look how gross it is. Unbelievable. Okay,
it's
so
like a sea monster, especially when you look at the mouth.
Yeah, it looks like a sea monster. The king, the new king, and his sisters, Prince Anne. Well, no, there's Prince Margaret. Where'd she? Oh, Prince Margaret was Queen Elizabeth's sister. Sure, I missed that one. Forgot about that one. So no, Prince Andrew.
Yeah, I'm thinking Princess Anne. Princess Margaret. What was her son's name? David?
I can't remember that one. No, I'm not.
There's so many
families. Yeah, they're families, right, exactly. So anyway, they conducted a vigil, and the king decided that he wanted to have all of his siblings there at St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh. The queen's still in Scotland. I find this interesting. They haven't... Well, the funeral will be in London, though, right? Wouldn't it be in London?
Yes, yeah, they're going to the procession to take her that way, and then Westminster Abbey will be where the actual funeral is held. And this vigil of princes, this is only the third time it's happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't exactly get along, this bunch.
Well, and am I the only one that forgot about Prince Edward?
Yeah, I never know. I've completely forgotten about Prince Edward.
I completely thought Andrew was the youngest.
Yep.
Completely forgot about Prince Edward. Sorry.
Edward and his wife, Edward. Sophie. Yeah, Sophie. They're the Count and Countess of Wessex. So they're there for the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen is going to be brought down to London on her train after the whatever goes on in Edinburgh, I guess. And it's kind of an eerie feeling for me because I rode on the Queen's train when she gave it to Michael Jackson, who had gone to visit in England and perform. Uri Geller, who is my friend, actually I'm going to have to ask him because he's going to join us later on. The Queen gave Uri Geller the use of her train to bring Michael Jackson down to a concert in the south of England. And I happen to have been there. Matter of fact, there's a picture floating around somewhere of me with Michael Jackson and Uri in the cabin. David Blaine's in the cabin as well. And
what is your life, sir? My goodness, how have you not written a book?
Tell the stories.
This the is book. Incredible. Yeah.
Anyway, the reason I'm telling the story is because it's kind of that Queen's train doesn't get used much, obviously, unless the Queen wants to take a trip. And so the fact that they're using this, I think it's a 17-car train, if I remember correctly. I don't know why that sticks in my mind. But it is, it's just... You know, another one of the things in the procession of moving her back down to London. Anyway, then everybody else, whether they take the train or they fly down, whatever. It's the whole thing is an exercise in pomp and circumstance and a trip back in time, isn't it really? Isn't that what really the throne stands for? The royal family stands for? It's not really the governing body anymore. But yet, for example, the day before the Queen died, she welcomed Boris Yeltsin and then the new Prime Minister.
Johnson,
Yeah. What'd I say? Boris Yeltsin? I keep saying that when I talk about Boris Yeltsin. And it's only because I hadn't had Yeltsin on my mind until Mikhail Gorbachev died last week, and his successor was Boris Yeltsin, so we're starting to talk about him. I haven't talked about him, haven't thought about Boris Yeltsin, who is nothing but a big drunk.
Boris is a Boris is a Boris.
I suppose, yes, under the circumstances. A massive Northern California wildfire threatening thousands of homes. This is another deal. They're grappling with the effects of the drought. However, they had like 2 inches of rain. They had a whole season's worth of rain. My son Brendan and his wife and my grandson came in on Saturday from Los Angeles, and it had been raining there. And Brendan said in this 24 hours it rained 2 inches, which is what normally that's all they get for the whole year. So in a sense, it's been so dry and stuff is burning so rapidly when the rain is cooling things off. But the California Department of Forestry says that they describe this as a mosquito fire. Apparently, there are lots of mosquitoes. Is that what I'm getting out of this? And they burn up and...
That's what I was wondering, because I feel like these fires are always named for their location or where they started, whether it is a specific campground
Sierra fire.
Yeah, so I was kind of curious of what's the deal with this one.
Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't seem like there's a good lot of mosquitoes. Listen, it's great when the mosquitoes get burned up because they're nothing. They provide the world with nothing as far as I can see. Right? What good do mosquitoes do besides sting you or bite you and
suck your blood? Am I recalling this correct that at some point, maybe it's the LA County or Southern California, they did, like decades upon decades upon decades ago, they did this pesticide bombing kind of situation that got rid of all the mosquitoes, and they were just starting to come back within the last 15 or 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that somebody lied to me about and I was gullible enough to believe? Because it also sounds a little accurate, because I recall they're not being very many mosquitoes when I lived there.
No. Actually, you know what? That's a very interesting point. Now that you mention it, you're right. There aren't mosquitoes. I'm thinking about going out at night when I'm there, and there are no mosquitoes there. No real flies either. Yeah. Bees? You never see bees in California. Really? Now, this is
very
something.
Rarely do you see bees. You see cockroaches.
Yeah, right. Well, cockroaches are everywhere.
And rats.
Some of them, right. Some of them have four legs, some of them have two.
Yeah, I don't believe I ever had a mosquito bite when I've been in California.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think I have either. I don't see flies. There are no screens on the window. I remember that now, too. Yeah. Okay, so I've changed my mind. I'm going back to California now. Everything's okay.
It's all good.
The only bloodsucker they have there is the governor. Did I just say that? Yes, I did.
It's a trade-off.
Yep, 44 past the hour.
Napa! At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return. Napa! Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/reward.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And
and it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's 47 past the hour, 13 before the new hour here on Doug's Good Day. The story of Nicole Linton continues to fascinate people in Los Angeles. She was the nurse who was driving 130 miles an hour before she crashed into another car, killed five people. How about that? She's charged with murder for his involvement in that crash. Motion filed in Los Angeles by the DA. It's originally believed that that Nicole Linton zoomed through an intersection at 90 miles an hour, but now they further studied it, and it was 130 miles an hour.
Wasn't it a 35 mile per hour zone, I believe?
Yes.
So almost 100 miles per hour over the speed limit. And they were saying that this NASCAR driving almost proved that she was not incapacitated, as lawyers had said, that perhaps she was unconscious. But if you have, the mind is a powerful thing. If you have a significant accident like that, you may not remember the accident. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that you were unconscious.
Killed 23-year-old Asheray Ryan, who was pregnant. Her son, Alonzo, 24-year-old Reno Lester, 38-year-old Lynette Noble, and 43-year-old Nanasia Lewis, all dead because of this woman and her selfishness. She deserves whatever trial, tribulation that she has to put. You know, I was looking at some of these other, here's another one of these situations. Prosecutors in Missouri are seeking 4 years in prison for a fellow who used to be a coach and a player in Kansas City. Name is Britt Reed. They've made a plea deal with him. He was involved in a crash with five people, and he was drunk. And one of the kids that was in the other car has brain injuries and will never be able to do anything. He's just a vegetable for the rest of his life. So the family wanted him to get 7 years, and the judge, well, look at him. He's an upstanding member of the community, and he's a football coach. Who gives a rat's butt whether he's a football coach or not? Mm-hmm. He was a drunken bum driving under the influence, and he got in an accident with these people and basically ruined the life of this kid who is a vegetable. So because he's a football coach, he deserves special consideration? Screw that. No. No, no. All right, 10 before the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Past the hour now. Good day, health time. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us from his clinic in Salt Lake City. He's the founder of ForbiddenDoctor.com, a website that's loaded with information. He's got great podcasts that he produces from his own radio program that he does in Salt Lake on the same station that this program is on. How do you like them apples? Jack, and by the way, speaking of a podcast, the most recent podcast that we have at Good Day Health for Jack is a focus on bad bread and why bakers don't make more bread made out of wheat. Well, because wheat's gluten and gluten's bad. At least as far as I'm concerned. That could be the conversation. Anyway, there are all kinds of things. You talked about drinking sour milk and how that's good for you. Why does sour milk, just to review that
for
a second.
Well, not so much drinking it as to include it in your foods.
Ah, bake with it. Yeah, that's good.
Because the pasteurized milk doesn't go sour. It rots.
Yeah, and it's rotten to begin with.
It's poison to drink.
Yeah, it is.
But sour milk forms vitamin mineral combinations and lactic acid, which is very, very good in order to balance acid alkaline conditions inside the body. And so if you're going to make gravy, use sour milk. If you're making soups, use sour milk. The sourness kind of disappears in the cooking, but it provides great nutrition.
Okay. You heard it here straight from the horse's mouth. And not the other end of the horse. Dr. Jack Stockwell's podcast at the Good Day Health Show. They're available along with the Ken's podcast, all of them, available free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. You miss out, you're missing out, period.
Bob
end of story.
Bob tells me there's over 600.
600 podcasts.
Yeah, Bob tells me there's over 600.
All right, yep, lots of them there. All right, here's a question for you as the believer, and so am I, in, you know, honey is supposed to be good for you, but there are different types of honey, like Manuka honey. Apparently, combining that with drugs help to eliminate the side effects of whatever the drug is. There's a number of drugs. In other words, if you're taking drugs, this approach to, and I can't pronounce what it really is, but it's good for people who are taking drugs, for example, for cystic fibrosis. This Manuka honey comes from Australia. Have you ever had any Manuka honey?
Oh, you know
much about it?
It's quite expensive.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Doesn't taste good like regular honey.
It tastes different. It does taste different. But it has a very powerful antibacterial effect in the body.
Yep, it does.
And so that's why a lot of people, especially people who are prone to opportunistic infections or colds or flus or something more than other people in the family,
yeah,
if they'll use Manuka in place of regular honey, it seems to have a very ameliorative effect.
All right, we're going to talk about vitamin D in a moment after I remind you that Jack is brought to you in part by the folks who bring you Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's all natural and most assuredly will help you keep the weight off. It's good for losing weight, but it's also good, I'm talking about the safe, sane way, not losing 30 pounds in 30 days, but an intelligent approach that's clinically proven. Go to toploss.com. You can start with a 90-day program. They've been helping customers with this program for years, 25 years in business. It works, plain and simple. Calitrin. Find it at toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug for an unlimited buy three, get three free, or as many as you want. You will get them, and they'll help you pay for the stuff, too. There's a payment plan that's very helpful. Use the code Doug, no shipping either, at toploss.com. Okay, so here's more an attack on vitamin D, which is supposed to be the sunshine vitamin and good for all of us. So who's chasing this horse around?
Well, this Steven Salzberg is a professor of biomedical engineering at Johns Hopkins, and he put out this article saying, stop taking vitamin D already. Now, I would tell people to stop taking synthetic vitamin D.
Yeah.
But when you get a food-based vitamin D, that's a totally different story. And he's also saying, stop taking vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin
E. What does this guy know? Who is he? Why would he listen
to
him?
Well, he's a shill for Big Pharma.
Okay.
And it was a study that was published in The Lancet, for Pete's sake, the oldest medical journal on the planet.
Yeah.
And he said, taking vitamin D did not prevent heart disease, weight gain, mood disorders, multiple sclerosis, and metabolic disorders, all of which have been linked to lower vitamin D. Those things have so many other causes that to say it was because vitamin D didn't work on it, you shouldn't take vitamin D, to me, is like saying all those big rigs running by you down the street, throwing rocks at them, will not stop them from running out of fuel. Nonsense.
All right, there it is.
Absolute nonsense.
It is nonsense. I agree with you. All right, Jack Stockwell, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.